Downtown Bogotá was calm the day after one of the most consequential presidential results in Colombian history. Leftist former rebel fighter Gustavo Petro came on top, but will now face an unexpected uphill battle against the surprise second-place candidate Rodolfo Hernández, a right-leaning populist anti-corruption crusader that managed to capture an important section of voters disenchanted with the status quo. On Monday, he spoke to his supporters via social media.
Every day they will come up with something, that I am an Uribista, that I am a Petrista, or that I am neutral, that I am being investigated. But the truth is, my only allegiance is with the Colombian people.
But many working-class Colombians who were thrilled at the left's hope of an historic takeover of the presidency felt deprived.
I'm discouraged. I wanted Petro to win because he defends the elderly. Some people say he is bad, but we don't care. We're not interested in his past life. We're interested in the present.
While trailing 12 points behind, Hernández could spoil the left's hope by capturing the majority of the conservative voters that backed the establishment candidate on Sunday, and whose biggest fear is the possible arrival of a true leftist in power.
Hernández rose in the polls with an unorthodox campaign on social media, focusing on a single message against corruption. Some see him as a Colombian Trump and fear some of his proposals are undemocratic or simply awkward, like promising to close embassies, to pay off student loans, and saying all Colombians will have the right to visit the sea at least once at the government expense. His chief communication strategist says Hernández' straight talk appealed to many voters disgusted by politicians.
We prioritized the candidate's truthfulness, a candidate without any makeup, without any distractors, and a candidate that spoke frankly about all the matters and obstacles the country needs to overcome to move forward.
Petro had counted on a change versus the establishment narrative to win the presidency in the second round. He now has 3 weeks to radically rethink his strategy, hoping to convince enough of Hernández voters that he doesn't represent real change and that he will fall in the hands of the old establishment. It could prove to be a difficult challenge. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.